Today we have the second of two pieces this week on Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's evolving plan to dismantle Jewish settlements in the Gaza Strip. Many residents of the more than 20 Gaza settlements believe that Sharon, the architect of settlement expansion, is betraying the movement. NPR's Julie McCarthy visited the settlement of Elay Sinai in northern Gaza.
Elay Sinai sits on the northernmost edge of the Gaza Strip. The Mediterranean laps at its western shore. Israel lies to the north, just over the fortified fence. To the east sits the settlement of Nisanit and the Erez checkpoint, the main crossing into Israel. To the south is Palestinian farmland, intersected by a road reserved for the use of the Israeli army. The prime minister's spokesman says Elay Sinai could be exempt from the plans to uproot the Gaza settlements, but nothing is final, and residents are worried. None more so than Avi Farhan, founder of Elay Sinai, which translates toward Sinai. In 1982, his family was forcibly removed from the Jewish settlement of Yamit in the Sinai Desert, after Israel gave up the Sinai in exchange for a peace treaty with Egypt. Drawing parallels to Yamit, Farhan says the lesson for today is not to pull settlers out of problematic areas, but mobilize many more to move in.
And this is what can prevent uprooting them. Because if today in the Gaza Strip there were not 8,000 Israelis but 80,000, then maybe this wouldn't have happened.
Many others in Elay Sinai say they are here not out of some religious conviction that Jews should inhabit what the Bible says was the land of Samson, but rather what they call the quality of life. Esti Yamin sips her morning coffee and gazes out at the sand dune landscape, tranquility disrupted by the distant boom of Israeli target practice. Still, this young, pregnant mother of three talks of houses and cars being left unlocked, and of children unafraid of being left alone in a community where neighbors believe they have an obligation to every child. Unlike the cluster of settlements further south, Elay Sinai has only rarely been targeted by Palestinian militants. Last week, a Qassam rocket slammed into this stretch of northern Gaza. In 2001, Palestinian gunmen went on a rampage, killing a young couple and wounding many of the settlers, Esti Yamin among them. The fact settlers remain in Gaza is unfathomable to a growing number of Israelis who regard settlers as the reason for Palestinian attacks on civilians inside Israel, an attitude Yamin fails to comprehend.
We're serving the country because we're on the border. I'm surprised at how people see it, because now we're getting treated by society like we're settlers and we don't want peace, we're troublemakers for peace, and that's not at all our purpose here.
Israeli settlers represent only 0.5% of Gaza's population, but occupy 15% of the land. The army issued orders to seize more Palestinian property near Jewish settlements as recently as 2 weeks ago. Esti Yamin says residents are confused about the prime minister's true intentions.
This whole scene of being moved kind of just hit us, because last summer we started expanding. A lot of people here started adding on. And then suddenly this bomb about moving out of here, it just hit us.
Residents like Yamin say an evacuation will not bring peace, but are prepared to go if asked. Shaul Goldstein is the deputy chairman of the Yesha Council, the settlers' umbrella organization, and advocates a more hard-line position.
We don't understand really why Sharon is doing it, and we decided to fight it. We decided that uprooting Jews, transfer for Jews, is not legitimate.
Elay Sinai founder Avi Farhan says it was Ariel Sharon who first encouraged him to establish in Gaza. But Farhan says his longtime associate has made a major miscalculation by even talking about evacuation.
Because what it proves is that Israel is only something temporary and everything can be evacuated, everything can be removed. This is also what the Arab countries themselves keep on telling them, that Israel is only an episode here.
Settlers are not Sharon's only obstacle. The prime minister's right-wing coalition partners are threatening to bolt if he follows through with the evacuation plan. The army is also concerned that a unilateral pullout from Gaza hands a victory to the militants that will only embolden them. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.